it's me again.
Stevie's back.
The program is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. That's the guy. Yeah, man. It's my half hour. It's my turn for the next half hour to try to keep you glued to your radio sets. Radio set. They call them radio sets anyway. I think that's a pretty old-fashioned term. Your radio set. Yes. Oh, let's see. Who's going to help me entertain you for the next half hour? A cassette called Animalupidae, T.O. Sterrett. Together we got Spike Jones. We have Ed Lipton. We're going to start off with Jessica Harper. This is a CD that she put out called Nora's Room. Very nice one. Trout Fishing in America is my guest. Whoa! They're coming in. Let's not forget that, man. Trout Fishing is a great group. They put together a great show, and they're real fun. Okay, let's see. We're going to start off then with Get to Rhythm. Okay, this one's off the Jessica Harper CD.
Put the rhythm in your feet. Put the rhythm in your toes. Let the rhythm go anywhere the rhythm goes. Put the rhythm in your hands. Put the rhythm in your knees. Let the rhythm keep going till you say, please get the rhythm, uh-huh. Get the rhythm, don't let the rhythm stop. No, please get the rhythm, uh-huh. Get the rhythm, let's hop, hop, hop. Don't stop. Put the rhythm up here. Ooh, in your ear. Put the rhythm down there.
The rocking chair.
Let the rhythm go up, down, anywhere. Put the rhythm in your back.
Way up back.
Put the rhythm in your
that's
head.
What she said.
Let the rhythm keep going just like I said.
Get the rhythm, uh-huh. Get the rhythm, don't let the rhythm stop. No, please get the rhythm, uh-huh. Get the rhythm, let's hop, hop, hop. Don't stop.
Rhythm in one.
Done.
Put the rhythm in two.
That's you.
Put the rhythm in three.
Count on me.
Put the rhythm in four.
Dog at the door.
Put the rhythm in five.
I can jump your jive.
Put the rhythm in six.
You gotta pick up sticks.
Put the rhythm in seven.
A lot of people in hell.
Put the rhythm in eight.
You gotta set the rhythm straight.
Get the rhythm, uh-huh. Get the rhythm. Don't let the rhythm stop. No, please. Get the rhythm, uh-huh. Get the rhythm. Let's hop, hop, hop. Don't stop. Put the rhythm in your feet. Put the rhythm in your toes. Let the rhythm go anywhere the rhythm goes. Put the rhythm in your hands. Put the rhythm in your knees. Let the rhythm keep going till you say please.
Get the rhythm, uh-huh. Get the rhythm. Don't let the rhythm stop.
No, please.
Get the rhythm, uh-huh. Get the rhythm. Let's hop, hop, hop. Don't stop. Please get the rhythm, uh-huh. Get the rhythm. Don't let the rhythm stop.
No,
please get the rhythm, uh-huh. Get the rhythm. Let's hop, hop, hop. Don't stop. Hop, hop, hop. Let's stop.
Trout Fishing in America. Man, what a great name for a band. What a great band.
This next song is an historical song.
We're talking, Ezra. Remember the beginning? We talk, you know, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I apologize. I thought he would just introduce it.
So into the music, man. Hey, we gotta talk. We gotta schmooze. Yeah, come on, we gotta schmooze.
That's right. It's not all just business here.
That's right. We have
mostly business, though, you know.
It's a lot of business. Yes,
schmooze sounds like something you get out of your shoes.
A schmooze out of your shoes.
At the end of your shoes, yeah. The toe end of your shoes,
you
get schmooze.
You probably wouldn't know that word because you come from the West. Arkansas, Texas, that kind of area?
You bet.
I bet you don't hear words like schmooze very much out there.
You really don't, actually. No. We live up in the mountains in Arkansas these days, and what do people do there, Ezra?
Well, they do lots of stuff. We ride horses. A lot of people are cutting hay right now.
Yeah,
it's real big right now. They're cutting hay.
But wow. They're not schmoozing a lot.
No, schmoozing. They don't schmooze. Yeah, I can understand.
Didn't
that.
The Labner have a schmooze? Weren't they called schmooze?
What did?
Wasn't there a cartoon character called a schmoo?
Yeah, actually, I think Little Abner, Al Capp, had a character called the schmoo. It's a Yiddishism. As a result, a lot of people in New York use words like schmooze and schlep, a lot of schluss sounds. But, well, guys in Texas, you kind of have more of a Texas accent. In fact, you guys kind of have a Texas accent a little bit.
No, we do not.
More like Ross Perot.
We do not.
Little guy with them big ears.
Yeah. Now, let's see. Harry's here to help because he loves trout fishing in America. I love their CDs and I love everything about them. You have a CD called Real Trouble, but you have also...
Real Life.
Real Life.
CD.
Real Trouble.
Big Trouble. Now, I got to tell you, Real Life is not one meant directly for kids, but Big Trouble is.
Mm. Real Life is one that could be enjoyed by the entire family.
That's nice. Opposed to Big Trouble, which can't be.
That's right. Big Trouble.
Nobody in this family except the kids like this album.
Only kids. Yeah. This is kids only.
And And if you're a parent and you listen to this CD, you're in big trouble.
That's you know right. what, Steve? I think that some of our early influences included Rocky and Bullwinkle. And one of the great things about Rocky and Bullwinkle was that as a kid, you got it on one level. And as an adult, you saw there was a whole other set of jokes happening. Right. And we both feel pretty strongly that if the parents can't enjoy it as well, then you're kind of missing the point. Yep. I think kids and parents should enjoy the music together.
Absolutely. Well, this whole show is based on that notion. So we're right on the same wavelength here.
You know, I always just get mad at Rocky and Bullwinkle because I knew there were jokes going on that I didn't understand. I knew it. And, boy, I hate it when there's things going on that I don't know what it means.
Oh, there was so much of that. Alan Sherman used to do that to me all the time.
And that was just last week I was watching it.
So, come on, tell us what the song is. Come on, let's do the song.
Oh.
This next song is an historical song, and it's the history of the world as seen through the proper cup of coffee. What we need for you to do there, Harry, is listen to the first chorus of the song, the first time the chorus comes around, then sing it with us each and every subsequent time. You'll have lots of times to practice this.
Good.
Here it comes.
A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee just a drip and he said to his servant, curse ya. Ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya. That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause...
Okay, now listen up, Harry, because this is the part we're going to want you to sing properly.
I understand.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
Have you got it?
Oh, yeah.
We'll join right in next time.
Okay.
Take my part if you want.
In days of old, when nice and then were bold, and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, stand and deliver. Can't you see that I'm all a quiver? Cause...
Help us out now.
Here we go.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. La 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 la. When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, those British can't hear fear. Now you've had your Waterloo, say, tell me what, you may have with you, say, kings.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my deck, but when I pick up, give me a bit. You're going to be pilsing, then give me a pilsing. You're going to be pilsing, then give me a tea.
Well, actually, we don't generally expect people to sing along with that last part since it's entirely in French, but you did a good job.
Thanks. Nobody's ever lost me before, but I'm gone.
Okay, here comes the last part of the song, and it's the most popular part of the entire song.
Now King Solomon and his queen would carry on, so we heard in the ancient scandals. He bought her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond legs and handles. And said the queen of Sheba, I'd rather have any old Teba. Cause...
Okay, sing it by yourself now, Harry.
Oh, man! All I want is a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my nut, but I need a proper cup of coffee in a coffee pot.
Harry, you're faking it.
Oh, boy, am I.
It's you're faking it.
You can do it faster and try to clap your hands at the same time.
Let's go.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my nut, but I want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. And the pots and coffee pots are no use to me. But I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee.
Faster now.
All I want is a proper coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my nut, but I want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. I know, but this cup of pots are no use to me.
Perfect.
Harry just fell down on the floor. He's done. Wow, you guys are good at that. We pride ourselves on being real good at singing songs quickly, but you guys are real pros, I can tell.
Trout fishing.
We practice. It doesn't come natural to Southern boys. Just sing that fast.
Usually our songs are a lot more laid back than that. And, you know, that's what will happen to you if you drink too much coffee.
It really is. Yeah, no, it's true. Trout Fishing in America joining us here on Knock on Wood, goofing around. Wow, that's wonderful. That's from your CD, Big Trouble.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Trout Fishing in America joining us here on Knock on Wood, and I hope you come back real soon.
Another boy, and here we go, dark moon. Away up high up in the sky, oh, tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love, my cotton picking up? Dad, burn it, mortals and dreams, and high floating schemes, but they plumb don't realize that life will sometimes bring a dark moon. Hey, dark moon, hey, dark moon.
Jethro.
Yeah, homie.
Remember those two gals we used to date? We always used to take them out under a dark moon. Just couldn't face them in the light.
Yeah. And remember the one that went with me? You know, she weighed 250 pounds, had buck teeth, ruby red eyes, and big blue lips.
Yeah, and I got the ugly one.
And you remember, mine wanted to be a singer. She had sort of a sweet voice, too. She had sort of a cross between Dinosaur, Gale Star, Rosemary Clooney, Jessica, and Patty Page.
Oh, you ain't nothing but a dark moon.
Why do you hide behind the clouds? Is it because you've seen the face of my love?
Spike Jones. Okay, Trout Fishing is packed up and left, but I'm still here with Harry.
Right, Steve.
I'm glad you stuck around. You wanted to go off with them, but I asked you to stay here for a reason. By the way, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. That was Trout Fishing in America. They were my guests. Oh, aren't they great? I love those guys. They are really a lot of fun. Actually, huh?
Yeah,
what? I'm thinking I'm going to put on a play in the neighborhood theater. We're going to act out Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet? Don't you think one play at a time is enough?
Romeo and Juliet is the title of the play.
Well, let's change it. Let's call it Bringing the Noise, Bringing the Funk. That show's doing a lot better.
Forget it. Now look at the play, okay? Because I want you to play the part of Romeo.
Oh, let's see it. What's this? It says balcony scene?
That's the famous Romeo and Juliet balcony scene.
Oh, that's great. Listen, buddy, while I'm helping out, the actors are going to stay on the stage. Leave the balcony to the customers. Wait a second. What's this? It says, my bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. We have to cut that out, Steve. You have a scissor? Come to think of it, that's a much better play.
What is?
Julius Scissor.
Listen, you can't go changing Shakespeare's play.
Come on, Steve. Even you must realize that this play needs some livening up. I'll tell you what. As soon as the scene begins to sag, I'll come out dressed as a chicken. That's surefire stuff.
Look, the woman who plays Juliet is coming in any second. Her name is Fanny Honeybun, okay? Now behave yourself. She's a well-known actress.
Right. Hello? Hello? Is this where the rehearsal is?
This is it.
Yowza! You didn't tell me Juliet was so...
She's only so-so?
She's so gorgeous! Kiss me, you fool! Please, young man. I must tell you right away. I'm in love with the sweetest, handsomest, most talented man in the world. And I like you, too.
Harry, show some professionalism.
Wait a second. Take this ring, Fanny. I got it from the nose of a savage. Someone from the jungle? No, someone at a Nine Inch Nails concert. It'll look good on you.
I can't accept that.
Why, because there's another man?
Yes.
Tell me who it is. I must know.
Why? Are you going to hurt him?
No, I want to sell him the ring.
Please, young man, our relations must be strictly businesslike.
Hey, you leave my relations out of this, and I'll have you know that I can go out with anyone I please. The only problem is I don't please anyone.
Harry, the play.
I am making a play. It's just not working.
Maybe you two can do a little rehearsal to see, you know, if the chemistry is right.
fine. Let me go over the script, Steve, for a few minutes, and then we can take it from the top. Is there a kissing scene in here?
When the sun goes down and the tide goes out and the people gather around and they all begin to shout, hey, hey, Uncle Duddy, it's a treat to be treat on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to be treat on the Mississippi mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no man. They keep time by clapping their hands, just happy as a cow, chewing on a cud when the people beat their feet on the Mississippi mud.
There's a little creek running through the woods. The water is sweet and clear. No one knows about that creek except some special deer. Now when the deer drink from the creek, they never use a cup. They just walk down and take their time and drink till they fill their bellies up. Oh, the deer are drinking water, 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 water. Water, 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 water. Now you may have a question, just where could this creek be? If you look, you'll never find it. It's not for us to see. The creek is really magic. The water is so clear. It's just the sort of water that would please a friendly deer. Oh, the deer are drinking
water, 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 water.
As the little creek goes on its way, it knows the deer are friends. It runs all night and runs all day, and we hope it never ends. And because the creek is happy, these are the sounds we hear. Now here come those thirsty deer. Oh, the deer are drinking
water, 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 water,
water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water,
water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water, water.
Animal Loopity is the name of the cassette. T.O. Sterrett wrote it and put the whole thing together. Water, 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 water. It's a cute idea. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. I've got some actors in the studio here. Harry's going to be playing Romeo, and Fanny Honeybun is playing Juliet in the neighborhood play that I'm producing. And, you know, I thought they could rehearse a few scenes during the radio show just to see if the chemistry is right. You know, Harry's looked at the script during the last recording, and, well, do you think you're ready to play the part, Harry?
I'm ready, Steve. But I still say this play needs some oomph, something to keep the audience interested.
You don't think the most famous love scene of all time is going to be interesting to the spectators?
I don't know. It just needs a pick-me-up.
Fanny, are you ready to read your lines?
Of course.
Take it from the top of the balcony scene, Harry.
Ah, yes. My Juliet! See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek. Wait a second. I think I lost my place. Ah, she speaks! Oh, speak again, bright angel! For thou... What comes next, Steve?
Yes, I'm from the Theater Guild, and I brought the sheriff to place you under arrest for not paying royalties.
Thanks. For thou art from the Theater Guild, and I brought the sheriff to place you under arrest for not paying royalties.
Harry, stop. It's the sheriff.
Harry, stop! It's the sheriff!
Cut it out.
Cut it out!
We're not rehearsing right now.
Wait a second. I don't remember any sheriff in this play. How come he didn't come to any of the earlier rehearsals?
I'm stopping this play right now.
Ah, noble sheriff. A fine time thou hast picked to squawk about royalty. Go wait in yonder hallway whilst I whisper sweet words of love into fair Juliet's ear. Kiss me, you fool! Get away from me, I told you. I'm already in love with someone else. That's an interesting twist of the play. Juliet already has a boyfriend?
I arrest you in the name of the law.
Ah, what's it a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name would smell as sweet. And noblest of noble sheriffs, I beg of thee to scram.
Give me that script.
Oh, this is so humiliating.
Listen, you from the theater guild, you sheriff, you've got it all wrong.
Wait a second, Steve. I'll be right back.
Why, you've been performing a play? You haven't paid royalties. That's illegal.
But the play is over 300 years old. It's public domain. You know, Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet? I thought you were doing Bringing the Noise, Bringing the Funk.
We're performing Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet? Why don't you just stick with one play?
Oh, boy.
So there's no reason for me to be here, is there?
Ta-da!
Harry, get out of that chicken suit.
Things were dragging.
Every animal in the zoo, even the stubborn old mew, wants to be as smart as me and wants to go to school. The mule, he wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The mule, he wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. It was the first day in the school for the little lion. As soon as his mother left him there, he started right and crying. The lion wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The lion wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. The rabbit could not do arithmetic, although he would always try. He could not add, subtract, divide, he could only multiply. The rabbit wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The rabbit wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. The smartest one in composition, it was plain to see. The only one who could use big words, the little spelling bee. The bee, he wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The bee, he wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. The ugly duckling told his story, the others said, go on. They didn't believe for a moment he'd grow up to be a swan. The duckling wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The duckling wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. The teacher said to the squirrel, no ifs, no ands, no buts. Your desk is not the proper place for you to bury your nuts. The squirrel wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The squirrel wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. The chimpanzee, he was mischievous, and he wasn't very neat. When he had to hand in his paper, he passed it with his feet. The chimpanzee wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The chimpanzee wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. The class pretended to drive a car. Beep, beep, everyone said. All except the little goose, he said, honk, honk instead. The goose, he wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The goose, he wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. The kangaroo was hopping mad and called the teacher a grouch just because she asked him what he had there in his pouch. The kangaroo wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The kangaroo wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. Don't yell at me, the little wolf said, after all, I'm only a cub. The teacher said, what do you want from me? After all, I'm only a sub. The wolf, he wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The wolf, he wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. The stallion had heard of Paul Revere in social studies, of course. He did not think much of the man, but he greatly admired his horse. The stallion wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The stallion wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free. The teacher talked to the turtle, but she didn't do too well. Whenever she tried to reach him, he was always in a shell. The turtle wants to go to school to become as smart as me. The turtle wants to go to school, but me, I'd rather be free.
Ed Lipton. Well, everybody's left except for Harry. Why don't you get out of the chicken suit?
I like being in this chicken suit.
you know, spices things up. You don't spice up Romeo and Juliet by coming out dressed as a chicken.
Sorry, Steve.
Well, we just have a little time left.
Yes, we do.
So I thought maybe we'd just do strange facts.
Sure. Sure, go ahead, go ahead. Do your thing, man.
Shouldn't you be clucking?
Yeah, I should. Bark, 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 bark,
bark. All right, here are some misnomers or words that have misleading labels. Heavy cream. Did you know that heavy cream is much lighter than light cream, which is much lighter than skim milk? Why they call the lightest milk product heavy cream? Beyond me.
A near miss is, of course, a hit. If you nearly miss something, then you've hit it. Two planes that almost collided should be called a near hit.
A walnut, a brazel nut, and a coconut are not nuts. They're seeds. Yeah. The peanut is also not a nut. It's more related to a pea or a bean. It was a legume, but maybe it's not. Mixed nuts typically contain about 98% of edibles that are not nuts. Besides walnuts and Brazil nuts, pecans and cashews are not nuts either. The only certifiable nut is sitting right next to me.
Hey, I resemble every bark.
Okay, I'm sorry. The only certifiable nut in a mixture of mixed nuts is the hazelnut. A nut, by the way, is defined as a dry, single-seeded fruit that does not split open along a definite seam at maturity, and that are enclosed in a woody or leathery shell. Well, that's like you, isn't it?
I guess I am kind of like a nut, aren't I?
Yeah, that ends our strange facts segment. Also ends our show for today.
We're out of here.
I'll have to find another actor to play Romeo. You're obviously not suitable.
Don't you think I could kiss real well?
You can kiss her. She wouldn't let you.
Why not? Because she was in love with someone else? That wasn't the reason. She didn't want to get a splinter.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by me, Steve Charney. SteveCharney.com has lots of videos of Harry and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, a sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs, and there are a lot of them.